This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on March 3rd, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. Labour leaders are warning that sovereign debt levels around the world are dangerously high and that this may hit working people hard. To find out more about the crisis, I talked to Daniel Bertossa. Mr. Bertossa is the Assistant General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union which represents public service unions at the world level. I asked Mr. Bertossa why sovereign debt levels are such a concern and how widespread the problem is.
Well, Mark, the problem has always been widespread. Since 1970, on average, 8 countries per annum have suffered from a sovereign debt crisis. And when you take into account their neighbours and their trading partners, most workers in their lives will feel the consequences of a sovereign debt crisis. But recently, the overall debt levels have been rising, even from those background levels. And UN figures have shown the global debt stock has risen almost 14-fold from the 1980s, when it was just $14 trillion US dollars. To almost $200 trillion US dollars in 2016. And so that's quite an incredible increase in the amount of debt that's floating around out there. And this is happening for a couple of reasons, but the main overarching reason is what we call, or what economists call, the creation of a rentier economy. And this is an economy where corporations are extracting wealth from the economy, as opposed to actually creating it. And one of the reasons for this is because of the way in which debt has increased through things like financial deregulation, which has allowed an increase in risky lending and often outright speculative lending. And this has seen finance become a much, much larger part of the global economy. And at exactly the same time, governments have given away their ability to control this enormous amount of money that's floating around the world, because they've signed up to bilateral investment treaties and trade and investment agreements that mean that they've given away their capital controls. They've given away their ability to control the movements of capital in and out of their country. And in fact, what we've seen is that these movements are increasing. And so they were at about 5% of world GDP in 1990. But in 2070, these capital flows around the world are now about 20% of world GDP. And what's important as we think about this rentier economy, this economy where corporations capture wealth and as opposed to making it, is that these capital flows have risen over that period 3 times faster than GDP. So we're seeing more money moving around, but we're seeing less of that money being actually used to invest in things like factories. At the same time, we're also seeing a shift in the amount of that wealth that workers are getting. So again, in the 1970s, about 55% of GDP went to workers, and by 2015, that had fallen to about 40%. And so for workers who are attempting to make ends meet or to keep up with the cost of living, workers and consumers are being forced to take out more household debt. So overall, we've got an economy that's economic growth is based on debt and extraction of wealth, not production. We've got more debt. We've got less financial regulation, less capital controls that allow governments to control this larger amount of debt. And we've got workers getting less and being forced into higher levels of household debt.
Why are labor organizations so concerned about sovereign debt?
When a national debt crisis hits, it's usually workers who suffer, and it's often not those who've assumed that debt in the first place, the private sector or the banks. And so growth drops, jobs disappear, and often inflation rises and the cost of living goes up, so workers struggle to make ends meet. And when this happens, governments will often try to balance the books. So they cut pensions, they cut public services, and they also will try to privatise, often at exactly the worst time in terms of getting a reasonable price for assets.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.